soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, Sounding the Alarm. Today's January 2nd, 2022. The war is on. How is it that a war so massive and unprecedented is so largely unperceived? How is that? That is the greatest question, because it explains the war and why it is here. God has allowed the plot, plans, and conspiracy of the wicked to come to fruition. He spoke of it a long time ago. He urged his abiding, trusting ones to be aware and be prepared for all that it would ensue. God has given many details of what the last day's destruction would be like. He called them to be of faith and faithfulness. He called them to lay down their lives unto death on a daily basis. Jesus himself commanded not to fear those who can kill the body. No. Fear him that after he is killed has authority to throw a soul into Gehenna, the place of fiery judgment. Fear him, Jesus said. I appreciate how Jesus always makes things so simple and clear. It is only man that muddles and muddies the pure truth. The war we speak of is the war of Satan against God, man, and creation itself. An elite group of men and women have banded together in their iniquitous doctrine of the serpent, dragon, devil, the Satan. He's furious and knows his time allotted is short. He is as a roaring lion on the prey to devour as many souls oblivious as he can. For some time now, these unprecedented, perilous times have swept the entire landscape of earth. Tribulation, distress of nations, anguish, fear, and delusion are being poured out upon the disobedient. God had long held his wrath at bay, but is now unleashing it through his pawn, the devil. Those safely and properly in Jesus Christ are already in eternal life and are not under his righteous judgment. But those who hold back the truth in unrighteousness are doomed for the destruction. They believe the agenda of the wicked as the plot is underway in this great war. This war is not just upon a small region off somewhere far away as in the Middle East. No, not Palestine or Sodom in Egypt called Jerusalem. No, it's ever expanding throughout the whole inhabitable world. Quote, the wicked plot against the just, unquote, just as it is written. They even use the broadsword and poisoned arrow called toxon in the Greek translation of the Old Testament, it called bow in Psalms 37. Wow, I'm in awe of God and how he knows the end from the beginning. And he tells those with ears to hear and a heart to perceive all the details of what will come, what to do, and how to handle it. Woe to the wicked, he says. There is no escape from the righteous judgment of God. The disobedient and hypocrites are in the crosshairs of destruction. The lying wonder, the working of Satan, is being played out through all the dubious willing participants. They got the masses of people to sign up for the death blow. They are fools and blind and can't see the obvious. They do not recognize the silly stories of the plotted danger. They fear and trust stupid ideas by wearing a 4x6-inch piece of cloth over their face to protect them from the boogie monster, quote, virus they created. It's a lie, a mirage, and myth. But the fear of it has made it real. They keep their distance from others who may have communicated the truth of the gospel of Jesus or the truth behind the lies being fostered. No, they can't hear. They closed their ears long ago. To God and the truth itself, they chose the lie and obey it. And that is why they will die. Those deceived chose to be deceived. They hated the truth. They decided they cared less about truth, having esteemed liars and their lies instead. They could have chosen the truth itself, named Jesus. No sale for them. They refuse to buy the truth and sell it not. Many, even though they know the lies are rampant, participate and promote it to one degree or another due to their job, income, or prestigious associations. And that is why they too are held accountable now for being co-conspirators. Listen to this. These are the complicit conspirators that God is judging in stunning events in the very near future. All the individuals that chose to participate in the conspiratorial lies of this agenda for world government will succumb. Every person that sees the obvious contradictions and falsehoods being presented as truth in these days, that willingly participating any way in this lawless, destructive, wicked, and deceptive mode, will experience God's severe dealings. Woe, 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 woe to the wicked. The ones who refuse the grace of God and his call to find mercy are the ones who will perish in this war. They would not lay down their life as Jesus did for them. They walked away from Jesus and all he offered for the temporal deception of this world's pleasured ideals. Even professing Christians who opened the door to deception and allowed lies and partial truths into their minds will suffer from the weapons of this war. The Lord gave me witness 2 years ago how he knew many were about to die, and he was giving them a space of time to repent. He gave opportunity as the entire world was in a shutdown, a lockdown. Even religious church gatherings were either completely closed down or limited. Why did God send such a thing, some wonder? Because God was giving them a chance to return unto the chief shepherd, Jesus, who is able to save. Because religion, as the cult of Judaism, has its cult masters that through great effort go through sea and land to find prey, and in so doing, they end up ruining people's lives. People do not think this is so, but Jesus declared it. It is written. The war is on. The wicked have launched the war tactics. The propaganda, the devices of undermining large portions of the population's health, even injecting them with deadly gene therapy technology that destroys the natural immune system that God created. People are dead and dying from the multiple injections the white coats offered in their faithful ploy to the agenda. It's part of the war. Kill off the populations of Earth's people so there are fewer to conquer. After all, they believe there's too many people in the Earth. That's the plan. It's underway. Those who believe and trust in men are cursed. Woe, woe, woe. God in recent days has given me the overwhelming sense not to mourn or weep for those that are perishing. He said this before in Jeremiah 16. Nothing is new under the sun. See, at that time, God was judging the wicked religious nation of Israel. Well, why? Go read the story. The same thing true then is true today. Yet the time came when God says, no more warning, no more pleading. You've rejected me, now I reject you. God sends them into his hot judgment of wrath. He wrote it out in the most common book of history called the Bible. Free to read almost everywhere. But now, we find censorship being allowed to remove the truth from being so easily accessible. That is a judgment, too. When people say no to God in continuous rebellion, they will surely get their due. God will repay, and he is. There's only so much time. Then comes the end. A person is either going to be right with God or not. Which is it? People were on the fence long enough. Either get in or get out. Either God is God or your false gods are God. Some deluded even worship their own self and their own whims. God has allowed Satan out of his prison to deceive the nations. He deceives the whole world other than the few faithful that are right in Jesus. Not because they say so, but because God says they pass the test of authenticity. He tests the motives and the fruit. He's not fooled by plastic fruit of religion or church going. Is Jesus one's life or not? Does one walk as he walked or not? This is the time for people to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. This is the time for people to give vital attention to their eternal state. Make amends with God and allow God to make changes within you that no flesh could ever do. Jesus is to be our all in all, from Savior to healer, provider to counselor. Whether we live or die, we must be all in. The army of the wicked are everywhere. They are ruling. They are the ruling class, from nations to townships. They run corporations, media, health and death systems known as doctors and nurses, drug manufacturers, and poison injectors that alter man's image and likeness that God created in his own image. Don't weep or mourn for those under judgment, God said. Don't enter their house to feast and rejoice. Those things of joy and gladness are gone for the wicked. They will know no peace. How stupid they are as they try to whoop it up like nothing is going on. They believe the storyline of a virus gone rampant. They think wearing a silly cloth over their face will help them. They think the answer is in the endless jabs of poison the medical gods dole out. The wicked roll up their sleeves to be given the deception by those being paid to deliver the blow. And God sees this and mocks, as the fools that hated him, despised his loving offer for peace through Jesus, destroys them. This war is only going to last so long. That is the good news for those who understand, for those who remember the words of Jesus, to be found watching and praying, being found worthy to stand before the Son of Man, Jesus, as even Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood with one in the midst of the fire, likened to the Son of Man during the time of Daniel the prophet. These three righteous ones committed themselves to God, whether life or death. They were utterly convinced of God's supreme power to deliver and save, but determined within themselves never to deny him. They loved him. And God did deliver them as a witness for those of us that stand today in the midst of this ongoing war against the saints. God is wrapping up this age, and soon the very heavens themselves will be rolled up as a scroll and pass away from before his face. The last trumpet will blast, and the voice of the archangel will sound with a shout, and Jesus will suddenly come with his myriad of holy ones to destroy the last enemy, Satan, who has administered death till that time. Then comes the kingdom, which Jesus himself subjects all the kingdom back to the Father, and a new heaven and a new earth God will create where righteousness dwells. For those loving this truth, God bless them and keep them. May his face shine upon them as they hold faithfully to his living word and give testimony to Jesus Christ. But to those who have hated him or held back the truth in pretentious religiosity, woe, woe, woe. There are no tears for you. God wipes away them away from those that are righteous, that shine in his eternal kingdom. Therefore rejoice, O heaven, and those who dwell in them, but woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you with great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time. This is Trevor Davis, SoundingTheAlarm.com. Thank you.